Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. This is your host, Minister Anton, and Minister Jennifer Seals, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio, AJS Ministry, giving praise and honor and glory to God. We're back on the air, and we just want you to know this is AJS Ministry, and we're shouting out for the glory of God, giving him all the praise, because he is a God of our salvation, the rock of our salvation. He's everything that we need, and I come to let you know that we love the Lord with all our heart, minds, and soul, and we put on the whole armor of God this morning as we shout to the great God of our salvation, thanking him for all that he's doing, even right now. God, I just want to thank you for your grace and mercy, even to wake us up in our right minds this morning and to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all of the glory. We exalt the very name of Jesus Christ because he is God and God alone. And this is your host, Minister Anton Seals. Minister Seals is also on the line. If she clicks on and wants to come on, we're only going to be on for a short time this morning, about 30 minutes. If you desire to call in, we have a new call-in number, 929-929-477-3795. Again, 929-477-3795 if you desire to call in. But we thank God for this broadcast as we lift up the name of Jesus. Our theme this morning, hallelujah, are you growing, are you going, are you going from glory to glory or lost in your test of faith? I just come to let you know that faith cometh by hearing the word of God. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And as we begin this broadcast anew on Blog Talk Radio, AJS Ministry, on this Tuesday morning, are you going from glory to glory, or are you lost in the test of your faith? Minister Seals and I invite you to join us as we share in the word this morning and this coming out of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It comes out of the word of God, and we'll be reading from the Corinthians this morning as we shout to the name of Jesus, thanking him right now for what he's doing and the lesson text. I just want to read some of it to you here, coming out of 2 Corinthians and the third chapters, 2 Corinthians 3 and 14 through 18. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remained the same veil, and I want you to underline that word veil, taken away. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remained the same veil taken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away with in Christ. Hallelujah. And then 15 says, but even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. In other words, when we turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. When we open our hearts to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. No longer do we have to hide behind the veil. There was so much glory on Moses that when Moses was up on the mountain for 40 days and he went back again another 40 days and stayed, and then he came down, and when he came down the second time, there was so much of the glory cloud of God, the Shekinah glory, the presence of God, that he had to put a veil on in order for him to greet and meet and talk to the people. But whenever Moses went before the people, he always had to remove the veil. And that even with the high priest, when they went into the tabernacle to pray before the Lord and to worship and to praise his name at the time of atonement, because of the Jesus that we serve had not come upon the scene yet, the propitiator of our sins, who redeemed us, the reconciler of all of the sins that we have, had not come on the scene as we know him as Jesus, but yet God was amongst us. Hallelujah. And the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost were upon Mount Zion. And I come to tell you that because the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost are one. And notice what it says in verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, we have to understand verse 18, though, and this is the focus of our message text today. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed to the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. I want to read that one more time. But we are, this is 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. I've been reading from 14 through 18, but the focus today is on verses 14 and 18, especially 18. But we all, that means everyone, with an open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And so the message text today speaks to, are you going from glory to glory, or are you lost in the transition of the test of your faith? Are you finding yourself to be stagnated and lost? Are you in a position where, as children who obey your parents and have done all that you can do to stand and have done all that you can do to teach your children, and yet the world seems to be coming against you? You have your own intimacy with God. You have discovered your own personal relationship of intimacy. You've been diligent about praying with the Lord and talking and waiting and listening for the Lord. And I want you to know that there is such a thing that's called the enmity that stands in the way between you and I and the Lord. And all believers, we have this enmity. It's the sin of Adam and Eve. It's the sin that God put a veil between us. He put a block between all human beings and the presence of God because of the sin nature of Adam and Eve. They were born into holiness, but because they ate from the tree of knowledge, my God, today, they ate from the tree of knowledge. And when you eat from the tree of knowledge, you shall, he condemned them. He put them out of the garden. Hallelujah. They ate from the tree of knowledge. The tree of knowledge, which represents to us a place that was forbidden for us to go, with all the beautiful paradise that God had prepared for Adam, my God, today, and Eve, because why? Yet he was birthing everything by the breath of his imagination, by the ruach of his word. The thought of God alone has had a vision of what man would look like, that he carved us out of dust, and out of the world of darkness he spoke light, and the light behaved, hallelujah, lit up the world. It's the same light of God that shineth down on the inside of you, because today you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you are a believer, there's a place not on the inside that said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Do you not know, ye, that in 1 Corinthians 3:16, that he says that I am a temple, and I dwelleth in you, and I dwelleth in those of all mankind that I created. And all you have to do is be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind in Christ Jesus. We give a shout out right now to God, saying, thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for truth and righteousness avails in us because of your word, and you're transformed by the renewing of the word. But all, with an open face, an open face, glory be to God. And we have this open face, beholding into a glass the glory of God, are changed into the same image of the glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord. I find it very interesting, as the author says here, and he talks about out of the book of the sparkling gems, it's called, from the Greek interpretation, that he reminds us that the teaching of the word means that if I find it interesting that the open face means the removal of a veil, that is, the removal of a veil of the sin nature of man. It means to not be able to operate with the thinking of your natural mind. That scripture out of Romans 12, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind in Christ Jesus, brings us to that sacred place where we know that anakalupto is a Greek word, anakalupto. It means to unveil. It means to uncover. It means to disclose. It means to open up to lift up and let the veil remain lifted up forever. And so when we confess the name of Jesus as our Lord and Savior, knowing in Romans 10 and 8 that he saved us, knowing that he is the God of my salvation, knowing that Jesus, hallelujah, arose from the dead on the third day, confessing and believing in my heart, because also the word is nigh thee. And when the word is nigh thee, it means the breath of God, the salvation of the word of God, the solid rock that was carved out of the mountain, that is the voice of God written into the stones of the earth, called the solid rock, the rejected stone of Jesus. No better stone has been carved or made except the solid rock. He said to Peter, Peter, that the only God could have revealed this to you. And he called him Cephas and told him, you are a rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What he was saying to us as believers of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that he has removed the veil in the tabernacle. Lord to God, he ripped the veil from the top down, allowed us to come with a praying heart, with a heart just diligently seeking the more of Jesus Christ, wanting to thirst the more like a deer that panteth after water. And sometimes you got to get to the place where you've been to the mountaintop and maybe you slid all the way down or fell through the crevices of time that you lost sight of direction. I used to tell my children all the time, I tell all the kids, I say, you know what? There's a thing that's called being on top of the mountain, and one day you can look around and as a billy goat, you look around and see that you're no longer on the right mountain. You've been on the wrong path. And sometimes life will throw us some crooked stone, a crooked path. Sometimes God allows us to go through some trials and tribulations. Well, where do you get that, Anton? Well, Minister Sears found that in the book of Job, where the devil is talking to God. He said, is there not one? And the Lord God responds to him and tells him, oh, yes, there is one. Have you tried my faithful servant, Job? And so those of us who call ourselves to be believers of God's word, we must be studying in this Bible, in this Word of God, reading and meditating upon the Word of God, seeking the more of Jesus, that he allows us no longer to have an outer court relationship, but coming into the holy court where we get fed by the Word of God. The manna from heaven is now the Word of God. Good God Almighty. It's no longer just the showbread. It's the Word of God. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ in the New Testament. It's by his grace and his mercy. It used to be just the righteousness of God's word, the law back in the Old Testament, where Moses was teaching and writing and sharing what thus saith the Lord. But he sent his Savior because of the sin of the tribes of Israel and the children of the world. Even after all that he had done and the marvelous works that God has performed in their lives and our lives, we sometimes put back the veil. We sometimes let our darkness in the world cover us. We're to be in the world but not of this world. We live in a cruel, mean, ugly, sin-filled world. But I come to remind you that we are the children of God. He calls us friend. He calls us to be formed, as Pastor Singleton said in the service. Formed, hallelujah, is an organization, is an organism that is made and has a design for a particular purpose. He called it formed follows a function. Form follows function, meaning that if you understand that you were formed, created out of the matter of the world, out of the stone, out of the dust of the earth, that God blew life into you, into the dry dust. He blew his breath into you and created you, formed you, hallelujah, that you would get to the place that you understand to follow his commandments. Follow, meaning that there are some directions, there are some covenants, there are some commandments that God has given to us. And if we understand whose we are and whom we are, and we understand the will and the divine plan and the divinity of God's purpose for our lives, as it says in Jeremiah 29 and 11, that I have a plan for you, a plan not to harm you, but to prosper you, a plan not to hurt you. Now, Father doesn't mean that you won't go through some trials and tribulations, but he says if you keep my word and you get it down on the inside and let me write it in your heart and you become a true believer, not just a Sunday go to church morning and not one I come to give you testimony. The Lord, hear me and deliver me. And even though you may be going through some pain, I found that there's sometimes, as Peter said, there's a thorn in my side, and there's a thorn that we have to go through in life. There's some trials and some tribulations, but I want to remind you that Peter had faith, so much faith that he was thirsting after God, so much faith that he was the only one that said, Lord, if that's you in the midst of the storm, beckon me and I'll come out on the water. And I come to tell you, step out the boat, brothers and sisters in Christ, believers of his word, get back in that word, because sometimes the thorn that we have to carry, God says we all, in the Bible says we all must carry our cross. And so I'm carrying this cross and bearing my burdens. And I said, Lord, help me last night, even praying my wife and I, Lord, and been praying for a while, take away my murmuring, take away my complaining, take away the cry for healing my body. Not that I'm not asking, but don't tell everybody about your pain. Don't tell everybody what you're going through. You got that kind of faith in God, and you're writing books, and you're praying, and you're singing for his glory, and you're studying the word, and you're failing to understand because your natural mind can't figure out why God is allowing you to go through some things. But I come to remind you, as I learned in the lesson, I have to acknowledge, it just came to my spirit again, that form follows a function. And so when God created us, and he created us and formed us, and he said, follow these words, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Put on the whole armor of God. And he's telling us that if we are obedient to follow his direction and look for the light, he says, I am a light unto the path, a light unto your feet and a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. I have called you to be children and ambassadors of the kingdom of God. I've even giving you the keys to the kingdom. I've shown you how to build. Proverbs 24:3-4-6 thereabouts. It says that I've given you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that helps you to establish and to build. It helps you to build it up and know the direction of how to build for the glory of God. And then he says, I want you to understand that it is I that gives you the understanding. See, the problem that happened in the Garden of Eden was not that God did not want you to have knowledge. We were disobedient. He had a plan on when to reveal to us the knowledge of God, because there was so much power in the knowledge of God's word and the breath of God and the teaching of his word. It corrupted man. And because of the corrupted nature of the self-will of man, we have fallen into a trap. We have been trapped by the devil, by the bait of Satan. In the book called The Bait of Satan by John Bevere, he teaches and talks about the bait and the rock of salvation. And I just want to let you know the rock, the solid rock of this salvation, the sure foundation that I stand on. And therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily. In other words, we won't turn from the will of God. We will continue to seek his face. We'll thirst the more for my Lord and my Savior Jesus, because he is the God of our salvation. For even that which was made glorious hath no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that was excelled. But if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glory. Seeing then that we have such hope, we must use great plainness in our speech and not hide ourselves behind a mask of sin, but allow ourselves to open up in the presence of God with a confessing heart that says, Lord, have mercy, and repenting, and have a repentant heart, a contrite heart, that God will take you to a place and open up your spirit, man, and let you begin to understand that you're not doing this well. law. It is by the liberty of God. Now, the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So God wanted man through Christ Jesus. He opens the door to wisdom. He said, if a man has not wisdom, he shall ask God for wisdom through Christ Jesus, and he shall give us the wisdom. I come to share with you the anointed word of God that says, when you are sharing in the word of God, when you continue to seek his face, that veil that hides, that we hide behind, that mask is the mask that no longer is needed when you come before God, because you can't hide what's down on the inside of your heart. Let me give you an example in the few minutes that I have remaining, that there are some times in life, if you go in your kitchen and you let the dishes sit there, I will guarantee you that there will be some dirt and some grease that will build up on it. I guarantee you that if you go play in the dirt of sin, it's going to get on you. In fact, sometimes our minds want to do that which is right, but yet we can't do that which is right. And though I try to do it, God, I can't do it without you. In fact, the word of God tells us that even when you're praying, you know not what to pray for, except through the Holy Ghost and the ushering in of the presence of the intercessor, of all intercessors, our Lord and Savior, the Holy Ghost. He gives us how to pray, and what that's why it's so important not to just say that I'm baptized, but I'm baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, and I've been blessed with the prayer language that I can come down and pray to my God in tongues where he and I understand, even when I don't understand the tongue. And sometimes God will give interpretation of the tongue, but he tells you to pray and earnestly come before him so that you empty out, so that you don't get stagnated in your test of faith. We all go through a test of your faith. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God, and also requires that we wait on the Lord and be of good courage and lean not to thine own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge me. For I am the God of your salvation. I am the rock of salvation. I was reading to you earlier about the sure foundation. I'm going to be teaching at my home church where I attend at Victory Apostolic on August 13th in the seniors group at 12 o'clock. The sure foundation. There's a cycle of teachers that come up, and it just happens to be my turn August 13th. And we're on the radio, mention it every second Tuesday of the month. But the sure foundation out of Isaiah says, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation. And so that foundation of glory is the presence of God. It is the rock of salvation. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ that he reveals and says, I have given to you and called you the stewards of the kingdom, stewards of the vineyard. I have revealed to my believing saints the word of God to remove the veil from you, not only so that you can enter to my presence, but to remove the veil forever, that you don't desire the same sin nature that you used to have, that I've transformed you and you have become a new creature in Christ Jesus. You've learned how to receive and hear the voice of God that speaks healing in your life, in the midst of your trial and your tribulation. You know, I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yea, though you let me lay by the still in the grass, I still water. I call on the name of Jesus, because the veil of God has opened and rent for us. Now we have to come before him and ask him, oh God, have mercy on our soul. Take away my sin nature. Take away the thoughts of impurest thoughts. And take away the thoughts of my mind. Take away the jealousy and the anger. Take away, you're so blessed, and you're still not happy. You got everything that you could possibly dream for. Maybe your health may not be where you want it to be. Maybe you don't have all the money that you want. Look back and see just how far God has brought you. The veil of the sinful mind will block out that you have been so blessed that you're so unsatisfied that the Lord is standing at your door. He's directed you to his presence, and you can't hear him, and you can't feel him. You can't sense his presence because the darkness of this world, the darkness of our mind, is like that cloudy glass that you're trying to look through in your nasty, stinky water. The soul gets wrapped up in the dirtiness of our mind, the enmity of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, our self-righteousness that'll tell you, I've been praying all these years and going to church and serving God. Why hasn't he answered my prayer? Wait on the Lord. Did he not say that the wheat and the tares grow together? Did not Jesus suffer on the cross? Did he not go to the Garden of Gethsemane and was sweating blood, seeing what was yet to come, what he already knew from the foundation of time, that he would give himself up for mankind, that we could follow the form of Jesus and follow the word of God, that he wrote in our hearts when we accepted him as our Lord and Savior? It's like a key that's turned, and automatically a power switch comes on and the light begins to shine and be transformed and become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away and all things become new because your faith is grown through your trials and your tribulation. Let me read something about this to you coming out of the commentary. For those who live under the legal dispensation were blinded in their minds because there was a veil upon the heart. The heart meaning the soul of man. That means that emotional part of man that has the way of being able to discern and direct and hear the voice of God. This was formerly, so it was especially as to those who remained in the Judaism and in the coming of the Messiah, but yet they could not believe that Jesus Christ was come. They could not believe that the Messiah, hallelujah, Jesus was the King of all kings, but yet for their liberty, where the Spirit of the Lord is, and they that worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. See, when you begin to get in that word in these last 2 minutes, that the freedom of the word of God, the freedom from the yoke of the ceremonial processes and proceeds that we go through, because we have abandoned the creation of what God has given us. We have not follow the will of God, and so therefore you are not doing and the functions that you were created to do. Follow, hallelujah, function, hallelujah, hallelujah. Form follows function, as Pastor Singleton was saying, that the organism, the creation of God, the word of God created for us to follow and put down in our hearts when he went to prayer and died on the cross and said, now I created you in my image and my likeness from the foundation of time. And the counsel we have called upon you today, you have spoken and you've heard my voice and your answer, and I've set you free that you can speak and call on my name and hide you. I'll hide you in the tabernacle. I'll hide you under the shadow of my wing. Ah, that you would be enlarged and run to God and keep my commandments. That the light of God now in the holy tabernacle is the light of God. There's no just no lamp. You got no lamp switch. It's the oil of the running oil of God from the foundation of time. It's the anointing that they spread over the sheep as the shepherd. God take care of them to keep insects and infection away from them. And God has anointed you with his word, covered you with his word, and created you for a function. And so the next time we talk about this, we're going to talk about God's freedom and taking away the yoke off of you. But there's a yoke because you're in the yoke fellowship with God. There's a new yoke, a yoke that keeps you in holiness, a yoke that keeps you, said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And your heart desires to grow into the word of God. The light of God will continue to shine through you. And it's a peculiar people he calls you, because the gospel is written down on the inside of you. And anytime you call on my name, the faith cometh by hearing my word. When you study my word with sincerity, I'm a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. And this is your host, Minister Anton Fields, and Minister Jennifer Seals. I give praise and honor and glory to God tonight at Victory Apostolic, August 4th at 7 p.m. to 9:30. We will be praying and lifting up the name of Jesus, and Pastor Dr. Byron Brazier, Apostolic Church, is our guest speaker for the next four Tuesdays in August, August the 4th through the 25th. And this week, tonight, Dr. Byron Brazier will be there at our church, at Apostolic Church in Madison, Illinois, where Pastor Singleton is the shepherd of the flock, celebrating 19 years, giving God all the praise, honor, and glory to God. This is your host, Minister Anton and Minister Jennifer Seals. Glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah.